What about the hard part, the inside part of the peach? That's, you call the...
Pit.
The pit of the peach?
Peach pit.
What about the peaches that have the meat is tight against the pit?
Well, there's clings and freestone, so you're talking about a cling probably.
Okay. And the part of the apple that's left after you eat what you want, that's...
Core.
You were talking about dried fruit a while back. Is that called anything other than just dried fruit?
Well, just by the name of the specific fruit, such as dried apples, dried peaches. Dried fruit.
What about different kinds of nuts that grow around here?
Hickory nuts? Walnuts? Pecans come from Plains, Georgia.
We got pecans around here.
And peanuts.
You ever heard peanuts call anything else?
Goobers.
Eating goober peas.
Any walnuts around here?
Black walnuts.
Black walnuts.
What do you call the part that might stain your fingers when you handle
them? Hull.
And the hard part is the...
Shell.
Shell.
Or what about these nuts? I'm sure they don't grow around here, but you see them at Christmas time. The kind of grayish colored, flat...
You don't mean almonds. Almonds are flat, but they're not gray.
Brazil nuts?
No.
Oh, you're wanting us to say nigger toes so you can call us a racist.
Well, while I'm on the subject, what do you suppose they would prefer to be called?
Negro toes.
I'm talking about the people, not the nuts.
Oh.
I don't know. The only people I'm close to still like to be called colored.
Do you agree with
she
that?
That's what I'm saying. It's colored.
As long as she cleans the house and she's our friend, we'll call her anything she wants to be called.
She calls her people colored people. She doesn't say black or anything. She says colored.
And she's
about 2 years older than I am. She's a lovely person.
What would you call the child that's born to racially mixed parents?
Usually a bastard.
Is it really?
We used to say mulatto, but I don't think of mulatto, whichever it is. Well, that's mulatto.
Tragic era on the part of society.
Mulatto patak.
Well, what would a white man call another white man who was just lazy, sorry, didn't like to work, good for much of anything? Any particular terms that you've heard?
He's good for nothing.
Good for nothing.
Professor, sociologist, there's a lot of terms.
Anyone, you call him a nigger was a bad term, regardless like a white, right?
Would a colored person have his own set of terms for describing a white man who was like that? Or would he say good for nothing?
Well, I've heard whites called poor white trash, you know.
Think a black would say the same thing?
I don't know what term Meg is. She's no good. No good at all.
What about cracker? You ever heard that?
No, you're getting down there in the Florida area now. The Gulf Coast in Georgia, that's more